Hi there. My name is Devin Haza, and I'm so happy to be sharing this metta meditation with you today. Metta is the Pali word for kindness, friendliness, or benevolence. In my own practice, I've found metta to be the foundation from which all the other beautiful qualities of heart and mind can grow. It's so important to feel this kind of care for ourselves, which can then be shared with all those around us. Of course, sometimes practicing kindness for ourselves is difficult. It's important to remember that our kind intentions are natural. They're already in us. Meditation simply helps us recognize what's already here. In this session, we'll practice seeing the innate kindness we have for ourselves, knowing that when we really love ourselves, our capacity to care for others can grow and grow. So let's get started. Sit comfortably and notice your posture. Simply finding a comfortable position for your body is already kindness. It's important to feel both alert and relaxed in meditation. This could mean sitting or standing, lying down, or even slow walking. So please ease into your posture and feel the aliveness and awakeness that's already here in your body in this moment. Take a few deep breaths. Let the exhale calm and ground you. Feel yourself arriving here, in this body, in this moment. Now let's take a moment to explore your motivation for practice today. Why have you chosen to meditate? Maybe you're just looking for a little more calm and kindness. Or you're committing to a more regular metta practice so that you recognize these qualities in your life. Or maybe you're going big and you're meditating for the liberation of yourself and all beings. Take a moment to explore this for yourself. Why are you here? Whatever your reasons, see if you can notice the seed of kindness that's already there. You're taking care of yourself, and in that way, you're taking care of others too. And now, feel your body breathing. How is it in the body right now? Notice the quality of the breath, if it's long or short. Is it rough or smooth? There's no need to change the breath in any way. Just go inside and see what you notice. How does your body feel? Now think of a time when you've shown kindness to yourself. A moment when you've helped yourself be happy. Recognize that the desire to be happy is already natural and innate. It's in you. It's the hidden motivation behind a lot of what you do. Maybe think of something simple, like offering yourself a good meal or a nap. Or another time when you've taken care of your own needs in a bigger way. In metta practice, we're using image, felt sense, and phrases to cultivate friendliness. If you're a visual person, try to visualize the moment clearly and relive the experience. Let an image of yourself arise in the mind. Could be an image of yourself as a little kid, a time when you felt cared for and nourished and relaxed in your being. If you're more kinesthetic or just want to explore, you can also work with the felt sense of kindness in your body. You can use the felt sense to inspire your visualization or vice versa. They can actually support one another. Spend a bit of time just relaxing into this memory when you cared for yourself. And if you're having trouble feeling or visualizing, no problem. It's okay to keep returning to your intention, trusting your motivation for practice, and keeping it really simple for now. Next, we'll tap into our natural kindness through simple, silent phrases of well-wishing that we send to ourselves. I'll offer some of my favorites, but you can think of your own as well. Finding the words that evoke that feeling of self-care and appreciation. Dropping the phrase silently into your heart. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I be healthy and strong. May I awaken and be free. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I be healthy and strong. May I awaken and be free. Don't worry if this feels a little strange or if you feel resistance. It's normal to feel like you don't deserve this or just to not feel much at all. The important thing is your willingness to try. Let your good intentions be bigger than anything else. Focus on recognizing what you truly need, and then wish that for yourself, trusting that wanting to be happy is natural. Repeat the phrases silently in your mind. If you notice yourself getting distracted, no problem. Simply come back to the practice when you get lost. If it's helpful, you can also picture yourself receiving these kind thoughts as though someone else is wishing you well. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I be healthy and strong in body and mind. May I awaken and be free. Great. Feel free to continue with your image, felt sense, and phrases if it's flowing. You can also come back to a touch point in your body or simply relax into the moment without pushing too hard. Let the words wash right over you. Sometimes we can feel resistant or numb in metta practice. That's so common and really understandable. Notice how your body feels as you send yourself kindness. It doesn't really matter what you feel, even if you feel nothing. Just notice what's happening in your body right now. All right. As you continue your practice on your own, notice, how do you work for happiness in daily life? Remember what it's like to be kind to yourself and how it feels in your body. And when you're ready, offer yourself kind wishes. Feel free to change up your practice from time to time and pay attention to the sensations in your body when you need a break. Remember that you don't have to feel anything special or profound. Whatever you notice, it's okay. The most important thing is recognizing your natural wish to be happy. Keep sending kind wishes to yourself. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I be healthy and strong. May I awaken and be free. Okay, as we near the end of this session, let your mind rest without trying to do anything at all, natural and at ease. Now take a few deeper breaths, signaling to the body that the formal practice is coming to a close. Notice your surroundings. The different sounds and sights around you. Notice how you can stay aware, even when you open your eyes and stretch your body. It's not always easy to be kind to ourselves, but our wish to be happy is natural and innate. We're practicing to see our own basic humanity, our fundamental desire for well-being and care. You can do this any place, at any time. So as you go about your day today, notice moments of caring for yourself and how this changes your natural orientation to those around you. Try to take care of yourself as a close friend or a loved one would take care of you. Let yourself enjoy whatever makes you happy. Thank you for your practice, and I'll see you next time.